director of the Missouri NFIB, Brad Jones, is standing by with all of the love and respect I deserve. Good morning, Brad.
That's right. And then some.
And then
so,
some.
Good morning.
He understands this is a hard job and somebody's got to do it. So
that's right.
He's on vacation, actually, so he's making time. I appreciate it. So let's jump in. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, you watch the TikTok of Washington very, very closely, do you not?
Do. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm in Jeff City, and we certainly are on top of that, and we've got lots of smarter people in Washington, but we've had some major stuff going on in our nation's capital, and we certainly keep up with it, including, I think, the release you wanted to talk a little bit about, which we're very excited about, which came out exactly a week ago, this
mm-hmm.
last Friday.
Yeah. I couldn't get him on until now, so nobody be mad at me. This is my first opening. Okay. So,
I know. So a little background. One of the more genius things that the federal government did was pass the Corporate Transparency Act, and they passed it in 21. And in that, there's an organization called FinCEN, which is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Now, they came up with a brilliant idea that they would get at money laundering and illicit businesses by requiring all businesses with 20 or fewer employees to file this report with FinCEN. I think it came out to about 28 million businesses that had to do this. We have filed suit on this, like, I can't even tell you how many times, in all the different levels of court, including up to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was probably one of the stupidest overreaches and most ill-thought-out things that the federal government's done. First of all, did they really realize that they were going to have 28 million reports coming into them? No. Were they prepared to handle that 28 million?
No.
And so what has transpired is in the last few weeks, the president has been notified about this, and the president, I'm sure, had something to do with them saying, okay, this was about 3-4 weeks ago. They said, okay, we're not going to enforce this.
It's invasive.
You don't have to send it in. Okay, well, it gets better. So, I really think the president probably heard from, I know they heard from us, and said to FinCEN, what are you guys doing? What are you thinking? So let me just read you what happened last Friday, because it's really amazing. I mean, this thing's gone to the Supreme Court. So last Friday, they said, quote, FinCEN finally acknowledged that, quote, reporting of BOI by domestic reporting companies and their beneficial owners would not serve the public interest and would not be highly useful in national security efforts. The agency also admitted that, quote, the vast majority of domestic small businesses are legitimate and owned by hardworking American taxpayers who are not engaged in illicit activity. So they've changed the rules, and I think it's going to be just foreign companies that we'll have to do some kind of reporting with FinCEN. But for right now, all you small business folks out there in Reagan land, you do not have to send this BS in to FinCEN at this point. So
wow.
Major victory for NFIB. We've worked so hard on clubbing this thing. And, now we kind of hope FinCEN's going to destroy all that information. That's some sensitive information. That's the other thing. I mean, the security on this was what also really frightened a lot of businesses. Okay, what are you going to do with this, with all this information? Well, you know what? They weren't going to get to it and figure out, you know, who the bad guys are. I mean, you talk about trying to kill a fly with an atom bomb. I mean, that's exactly what happened with this BOI stuff. So, Yeah, we're kind of doing a little bit of a happy dance on getting rid of this thing completely. And, you know, if Congress wanted to just repeal the whole Corporate Transparency Act, that would probably be the best thing.
Well, as soon as you say corporate anything, every liberal craps the bed. And they need to understand that corporations are where people get jobs. And we need them to do well and to be well and to not be regulated to the point where you lose your jobs, because somebody's got to run these places and they've got to be able to make money or they will close. And if we continue to put undue pressure and just ridiculous requirements on them about transparency or this or that or whatever the case may be, it's just outrageous and it's invasive and it's frankly illegal.
Well, and the thing too, Fawn, is this thing, although it's called the Corporate Transparency Act, the BOI actually applied to, I mean, specifically to companies with 20 or fewer employees, whether you were incorporated, an LLC, or a partnership. So I know the word corporate, you think big, but, I mean, this thing went right at the heart of every small business in the United States.
That's the bottom line right there. That's the bottom line. So how do people learn more about it so that they can educate themselves?
It's kind of an interesting thing. Go on to NFIB.com and look at our media page, and you will see all of our all of the different releases that we've done on this. And believe me, we've done a bunch, because the paper trail on this thing from when it first started in 21 to now has been pretty substantial, and we've filed suit I don't know how many times, but all of those releases are in there, and it kind of tells the story of the journey that that this bad idea has been on ever since 21.
Yeah.
So NFIB.com, and there's all kinds of other stuff on there. There's everything you want, from legal to regulation type stuff. There's stuff about Missouri, and we're rocking and rolling in Jeff City right now, boy, let me tell you.
Things are going to turn around real quick here. Trump's at the helm. He's got the best snoops in the world trying to find the inefficiencies in our government. The tariffs are going to turn things around, whether you failed economics or not. But I appreciate you, Brad. I've got a stack of spots I need to play before my next interview, but I appreciate you so much being on the show on your vacation, sir.
Hey, it's all right. It's you. You know, the goddess of Southeast Missouri.
Well,
there you go.
Somebody's got to believe it. He's director of the Missouri NFIB, Brad Jones, everybody. Show him what he's won. All right. Thanks, Brad.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.